your favorite there, Al Cintron on the fan. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got fleas behind the glass as usual. You hear the tone in my voice. I'm not happy. Not happy at all. There's more than just the game, but I'll keep it to the game. 2-1. All road victories. 2 for the Knicks, 1 for the Spurs. And we have a big, the most important game, the biggest game in 27 years at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night, because it is Tuesday now. It's well after midnight. It's Tuesday now. So tomorrow night, game 4, Knicks Spurs, the dirty ass Spurs versus the New York Knicks. And I have a message for the New York Knicks before I get into the game. A message before game 4, ahead of game 4. It's time to man up. It's time to man up. From game 1 all the way till now, game 3. Has it felt like 5-on-8? Yeah, it has. Just go look at the tape. Plenty of people have put montages together of what's been going on. The horrendous missed calls. Having to use challenges because of the horrendous missed calls. And then you run out of challenges. So you can't challenge another horrendous call. It's time to man up. They want to play dirty. They want to muck it up. Well, it's time for the get back. The villain. There's a new villain in town. No, it's not Halliburton. We didn't see him this year. We'll see him next year. It's Wemby. He is a dirty-ass player. And he's smug about it. So he can throw Jose Alvarado around. Nothing's done. So he can throw elbows and nothing's done. He can tell his goons to go goon it up and nothing's done. He can snuff Jalen Brunson in the first quarter and nothing is done. And I mean smushed him with 3 dumbass referees standing around to cover all the angles and they miss it. Oh, but it gets worse. It gets worse. They call Brunson for a flagrant on a closeout, a reckless closeout. But then fast forward, and I posted it on social media, at TheOLNYC. There was the disgusting, awkward, non-traditional closeout where Wemby is sideways and then sticks his foot out where Josh Hart is taking it through from the corner and Hart lands on his foot. Nothing's called. I mean, if that's not a reckless closeout, I don't know what the hell is. Now, there's other reasons why the Knicks lost this basketball game. And I'll get into that in a sec. But I need the New York Knicks to man up in game 4. To be physical in game 4. This is what the Spurs do. OKC wasn't lying. The Timberwolves weren't lying. Spurs are a dirty team. Wemby's a dirty player. So Adam Silver, this is who you want to be the face of your league. Victor Wembanyama, a dirty player. Okay, fair enough. That's what you want? Fine. Well, it's time for the Knicks to get the get back. And I'm glad Mike Brown spoke up. Because, yes, the last 2 games, especially the last 2 games, were 2 of the poorest officiated games I've ever seen in NBA history. Back to back, no less. Now, some don't complain about the refs or say anything. Yes, the refs played a part in this game. They did. So you're going to give a flagrant foul. Remember Mitchell Robinson got a technical foul for pushing Wemby, but Wemby pushed him first and nothing was done. See, this is what's been going on. What was it, 28 free throws to 8 in the second half? The Knicks are the home team? That's the way it went? Now, again, the Knicks didn't lose this game just because of the refs. Let's get to the stuff that happened in the game as well. Stats that contributed to the Knicks losing. The Knicks only had 18 assists last night. It's the lowest figure of the playoffs for them. They averaged 28 assists, a little under 28 assists per game during this streak, during this 13-game winning streak. Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby in the fourth quarter of Game 3, 18 points, 6 of 11 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. The other Knicks, 2 points, 1 for 16 from the field, 0 for 10 from 3. Bridges stunk. Nowhere to be found. It was like pre-playoffs Bridges offensively. Nothing to be found. Gave nothing offensively. 2 points, 1 of 5. McBride, is he still on the team? If I have to see McBride bring the ball up one more time and turn it over, I'm going to put my fist through the TV. Landry Shamet, who's been awesome, was awful last night. Mitchell Robinson, 7 minutes, because he can't make any damn free throws. Also, he'd be out there a lot more. The fact of the matter is, he's a liability. 7 minutes from Robinson. At times, the offense felt like the offense we can't stand. One guy's dribbling, everybody's standing around. Stagnant on offense. Flat. Karl-Anthony Towns didn't have a good game at all, neither. Facts are facts. He didn't. 11 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist when he's been killing it, facilitating. Didn't have a good game at all. Josh Hart hits 4 threes, 16 points, 9 rebounds. But he had a bunch of brain farts. The Knicks with the careless turnovers were driving me nuts. Driving me nuts watching this game. It's basketball 101. There's no need to make things hard on yourself. The Spurs came right out the gates and had a double-digit lead on the Knicks. And they were making all their threes. They were attacking at will. It looked like it was going to be a blowout after the first quarter. Knicks down 11. Then the second quarter happened. The Knicks plus 18. The Garden is rocking. Up 7. OG Anunoby, who is the MVP of this series right now, if we're going to keep it a buck. Offensively, defensively, shooting the rock, attacking the basket, attacking Wemby. OG Anunoby has been the MVP of the series for the Knicks so far. Yes, Jalen Brunson had 32 points. But did it feel like he had 32 points? No, it did not feel that way. The Spurs are a physical team. And it's time for the Knicks to match that. It's time for the Knicks to man up. It's time for the Knicks to let Wemby feel them. Give him a shot in the ribs. If you've watched the playoffs and seen the way the Spurs play, when the shots go up, they love to steamroll the offensive players waiting for the rebound. They love to do that. And they get away with it a lot. So it's time for the Knicks to do the same thing. And I'm happy Mike Brown said something. Because it's been 3 games of this crap. And the Knicks could easily be down 3-0 in the series. Or 2-1 at a minimum. Especially after the officiating game 2. It was horrendous. When I saw the officiating crew, I saw Mark Davis, I knew. I knew. And let's be honest. During this 13-game winning streak, it's been a beautiful vibe. The energy, the watch parties, the fans united has won. The watch parties in the Garden, the playoff games in the Garden. It's been a vibe. It's been awesome. It's been amazing all around. But all day yesterday, it felt different. It felt different, the vibe. It just did. It wasn't about the basketball. It wasn't. It was a mess. An inconvenience. To not just 18,000 fans in the Garden, but to the people that are trying to get home, trying to get in and out of Penn Station. It was a mess. There's a reason this has never happened before during NBA Finals. There's a reason. But of course, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. I mean, I guess there's nothing more important to do going on in this world, huh? Nothing else. So let's inconvenience everyone that has to go in and out of that place. But back to the game. OG Anunoby was spectacular. He's playing his ass off this series. This is the OG Anunoby that we've seen since the All-Star break. He's been awesome. But when you have your other players, Bridges, who's been great in these playoffs since, what was it, game 5 against the Hawks? Or game 6 against the Hawks, whatever it was. He's been awesome offensively, looking for a shot. Last night, he reverted back to the old Bridges. It just wasn't good. And again, when you get nothing from McBride, nothing from Shamet, nothing from Robinson, and a piss-poor game from Karl-Anthony Towns, this is what happens. You lose. The Spurs came out on a mission. You know, 5-6 guys in double figures. Castro had an amazing game. He couldn't miss in the first half. I mean, how many times are you going to leave, Champagne open for a three-pointer? How many times are you going to leave him open for three? Well, Vessel pulling up for three. Wemby, 32 points. 8 of 9 from the free throw line. And the Spurs are now in this series 2-1. So what about Wednesday night? Now, before the series, I said if the Knicks blew them out in game one, they'd sweep. But my prediction was Knicks in 6. Garden party, June 16th. Knicks win at home and celebrate. Well, I don't want that. I want this over ASAP. And the quickest it can be over is June 13th. That is my birthday Saturday night. What a present that would be. But I tell you right now, as confident I was feeling during this whole run, and as confident I was feeling after game 2, when the Garden was insane, when it was rocking, watching it on a big screen, where the fans showed up and showed out, my confidence has taken a hit after last night's game. I didn't like what I saw for the Knicks. And yes, they had chances in this game. They had the lead. They had chances. They couldn't buy a bucket to start the fourth quarter. They stunk from three-point range. 2 for 12 in the fourth quarter. 2 for 12 in the fourth quarter. What I want to see from the Knicks in game 4 is them level up and match the Spurs' physical play. Match it. And I want the refs to take up, Lazic? They've sent an offer out on social media saying they're willing to give the referees free laser surgery for their eyes. I think you should take them up on their offer. You have 3 jabronis standing around, and how do you miss some of the stuff that's going on? A lot of the stuff that's going on. And it's happening right in front of your face, and they have to challenge the stuff. They have to challenge, waste it, when it's obvious what's going on. That's a problem. And someone said to me in a message, why is there only 2 challenges and then you're done? I'm like, you know what? You're right. If you keep getting your challenges right, why can't you continue? I mean, you're batting 1,000. If you get one wrong, that should be it. That's it. If you get one wrong, then you only have 2. But if you keep getting them right, why not? You should be rewarded. Because if the refs are going to drop the ball, somebody's got to get it right. Now, I'm sure by tomorrow night, I will forget game three and be locked in on game four. And from screaming at game two at the watch party and screaming at my TV last night, my voice is fading. It's fading. It's annoying when it's clear as day what's going on. It's annoying when you see the team that you root for who's played spectacular basketball for 13 straight games, historically great basketball, have a bunch of brain farts and careless turnovers in an NBA Finals game. When every possession counts. This ain't the regular season. This ain't game 40 of the regular season in Charlotte. This ain't game 46 of the regular season of a game in Minnesota. This is the NBA Finals. Every possession matters. Every possession. And when you're throwing the ball away, there was back-to-back turnovers to start the third quarter that stand out to me, that stand out the most in this game. Back-to-back turnovers. Knicks were up seven. Turnover right out the gates. Spurs score. Then another turnover. Three-point play. And the flagrant called. 6-0 run right out the gate. There goes the seven-point lead. In less than 2 minutes, down the toilet. When you had all the momentum going into halftime. Everything on your side going into halftime. And you come out with two brain fart turnovers and give up the lead right away. And the Spurs pretty much beat your ass in the second half. Well, we're going to find out what this Knicks team is made of. At home, game four, Madison Square Garden, tomorrow night, the biggest game in the last 27 years to take place in that building. Yes, because it's the finals. It's not the conference finals. It's not the semifinals. It's not the first round when you haven't been in the playoff in years. It's everything. Because if you win game four, you have three games to play with. Three games on your side to end it. If you lose game four, the Spurs get home court back. And now things are very shady.